USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
One of the remaining sticking points for Senate negotiators trying to get a deal this week on gun violence legislation, how big to go on background checks for gun sales. That's a narrower approach than earlier legislation aimed at expanding background checks, including some old bills written by Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia, and Pat Toomey, the Republican from Pennsylvania. Those would require background checks for gun shows and internet sales. The decision by Mexico's president to boycott this week's Summit of the Americas for regional leaders in Los Angeles, California, has influenced other leaders. As President Biden was not inclusive to other countries in our region, key nations in Central America are following President Obrador's lead by dispatching only lower-level delegates instead of their leaders. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Border Patrol is having a tough go at it at the U.S.-Mexico border.
Border control seizures of illicit fentanyl are on the rise. Texas Department of Public Safety Lieutenant Chris Olivares says the increase of fentanyl crossings at the southern border is not being addressed on a federal level.
The federal government is not doing its part trying to go after these criminal organizations to try to put more pressure on the Mexican government, also China, for exporting these chemicals into Mexico, where the cartels are able to supply these, make these counterfeit pills.
Earlier this year, the High Trafficking Drug Trafficking Areas Program received $275 million in funding from the Biden administration. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Across the Pacific today, 100,000 Chinese officials are attending an emergency meeting to revive COVID-hit economy in China. And Philippine Congress has declared Marcos as the next president. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynabite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynabite commercial so many times, I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynabite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
San Francisco is as famous for its restaurants and food trends as it is for its Golden Gate Bridge and cable cars. And now the recall of a soft-on-crime DA will hopefully bring civility and tourism back to the Northern California city. The man who pushed the Chesa Boudin recall was on Fox News talking about what happened. Richie Greenberg.
We've gone 2.5 years under Boudin, who basically never left the public defender's side. That's where he came from. He had no experience as a prosecutor. He got elected, and we've been sitting here floundering for 2.5 years without a real prosecutor. So I am absolutely confident that London Breed is going to appoint a real prosecutor. Anyone that she chooses for sure is going to be an actual prosecutor, an experienced prosecutor, and is going to return normalcy to the DA's office.
The mayor of San Francisco, London Breed, will select Boudin's replacement. Incumbent Republican Governor Kristi Noem of South Dakota has the Republican primary spot in the November general election. The primary was never close and a clear win for Noem. Noem said in a speech she was prepared to protect South Dakota from President Biden's America. Noem said Biden is threatening us that if we don't protect girls, sports, that if we don't ensure fairness for all women, that he will take food off our children's plates in our schools. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.